WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. You'll have plenty of company if you're getting away this holiday weekend. And it doesn't matter if you're going by train, plane, or car. It'll be packed. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is on the road in L.A.
The nearly 150 million people traveling over Labor Day will face gas prices averaging about $3.82 a gallon. While it's nearly the same as last year, AAA says it's higher than normal for the holiday.
Prices are expected to ease in the months ahead. The job market didn't budge in August. Employers added another 187,000 positions, same as the month before. And the unemployment rate edged up from 3.5 to 3.8%. What does it mean for interest rates? Bank rates, Mark Hamrick.
With steam coming out of the job market, there's now more evidence to allow Federal Reserve officials to leave rates steady in their announcement due September 20th. They still have the Consumer Price Index and the Producer Price Index to digest before that.
The search continues for an inmate who escaped from a prison near Philadelphia yesterday morning.
Chester County District Attorney Deb Ryan says convicted murderer Danilo Cavalcante has nothing to lose.
Last week, the inmate was sentenced to life in prison without parole for the fatal stabbing of his former girlfriend. There is also an active warrant for his arrest for another alleged murder that occurred in Brazil.
Cavalcante was spotted not far from the prison shortly after his escape. Authorities are asking anyone who sees him not to approach him and call 911. Connor Barkon for CBS News, Philadelphia.
Parts of Florida's Gulf Coast were devastated by this week's treacherous weather, but CBS's Jim Krasula says some were expecting worse.
Companies that only offer property insurance coverage in Florida now expect fewer losses from Hurricane Idalia than previous storms in the state. Citizens Property Insurance projects it will receive fewer than 10,000 claims from storm-related damage. The company faced nearly 70,000 claims after Hurricane Ian a year ago.
Idalia is now a post-tropical cyclone expected to hit Bermuda this weekend. Hawaii Governor Josh Green is warning investors against buying up property on wildfire-ravaged Maui.
We want to keep this land in the hands of local people, and we want to give them at least a chance to decide whether they'd like to build back.
Texas new law banning hormones and puberty blockers for trans teenagers takes effect today after the state Supreme Court denied an emergency application to stop it. Governor Abbott signed the Republican-sponsored bill earlier this year, which also prohibits doctors from performing mastectomies and other surgical procedures as part of gender transitions for minors. Dow up 180. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to a WPR report, some Wisconsin libraries are receiving requests to remove or add ratings to books that some community members claim are inappropriate or promote gender ideology. The requests come as U.S. libraries see a record number of demands to censor library books. The American Library Association found more than 2,500 books were targets for censorship in 2022, and most were either written by or about people of color and the LGBTQ+ community. A Turtle Lake man was arrested and accused of possession of child pornography. 56-year-old Frank Killa is facing 3 charges of possession of child pornography after authorities searched his vehicle and allegedly found a container of USB drives, one of which contained images of suspected child pornography. Killa is due in court today, and a $5,000 cash bond was set. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. We'll be right back.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Better than mansplaining.
I like
what do you
it.
Think?
Mansplaining was pretty good, but erectile dysfunction.
So it's easy to roll your eyes at a Zoom meeting. You're like, I'm sorry, Kristen, do you have something to say?
I can't tell you how many meetings I've been like hiding my phone, like texting.
You're petting a bunny. The bunny's serene, not really going to make a lot of noise. You know, I think it has something to do with that, right?
More so than a cat?
Well, see, cats have attitude problems.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to your Friday edition of As Goes Wisconsin before the Labor Day weekend. And we're going to have some fun today. Matt Miller's going to be here for his monthly pop culture update. Pat Kreitlow's chiming in at 10:30 for our crossover Civic Media Host Fridays. We'll hear his best, worst, and weirdest of the week. And then we have a good Am I the Sphincter? A little, it's a good one as far as, like, what do you do when your kid's a bully? Like, how do you punish when your kid is the one who is bullying? How do you handle that as far as making sure they know how serious it is. So that's coming up at 11. We got Brewers tickets to give away. So at 10:20, we're giving Brewers tickets away. At 11:20, we're giving Brewers tickets away for Sunday's game against the Phillies at 12 p.m. Which, what's the weather going to be like on Sunday? Is it supposed to be so nice? Today is beautiful.
I think it's supposed to be really, really nice out. So, I mean, I won't be here for it, of course. I'll be in sunny Indiana. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. 95 inside.
It's gonna be hot.
Geesh.
Real hot.
Geesh.
Wear your sunscreen.
Wear that sunscreen, people. Wear them hats. Wear the big hats. Gentlemen, wear hats.
How are you doing, Greg Bach?
I'm great. I'm really looking for I got a weekend coming up. I'm going out of town. It's the once a year family reunion with my wife's side of the family. And we're gonna have a great time. This time tomorrow, I'm gonna probably be stuck in the middle of Chicago traffic. But you know what? A few hours
on
after
a Saturday,
that,
don't you think most of the traffic would be today?
The construction. There's huge construction happening, and there's just gigantic pieces of equipment. So I don't think they'll be working because it's a holiday weekend. But just the equipment being there in the middle of 94 as you enter into downtown, not downtown Chicago, but just the past Cicero, it just
Cicero
stops. It just Cicero.
Well, it makes me think of Chicago.
Yeah,
that's where she kills. Never mind.
Well, no, go. What?
Have you seen the musical Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
And there's in Cicero. That's all it makes
he
me think
had
about.
It coming.
Yeah, exactly.
He
there you
had
go,
it
you know.
Coming. I love that song. I love that song.
Anyways, so that's, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. Hang out with my little nieces. They're adorbs. They're getting tall and older now, so I'm just waiting for the year where I walk in. They'll be like, that's fine. And they walk back upstairs, and I don't see them for 48 hours.
Yeah, that's... I don't know many people who have a preteen girl who whenever I go, oh, how's 13 going? They're like, ugh.
You know what's interesting? And I'm sure that my sister, being the mother of my niece, will have a different idea. But I never felt like even, I mean, because usually teenagers, kids, they don't hold that sort of like apathy or boredom of adults away from anybody. But whenever I would see the niece and the nephew growing up, even in those 12, 13, 14, 15 years, run to the door, hug you, how you doing, miss you. You know, there was always like, it was never just like walk past you with a phone in their hand and just be like, sup, bro, and then walk away.
Well, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, I am very lucky.
All right. Well, I wanted to start with the GOP's proposed solution to childcare affordability. Thought we'd just run through and give it an honest once over of what they're proposing of how to handle the childcare affordability problem. And overall, it seems like their solution is not more money, which is what Democrats have been asking for as far as continuing to fund childcare counts with over, I think it's like $360 million. This, there's a package of six bills from Republicans that are getting circulated. They're looking for co-authors right now. And I just thought we'd just go through them and let people say whether or not they think this would help the situation.
Okay.
We'll go.
All right. Yeah,
so the first one is creating a pre-tax savings account for $10,000 annually in childcare expenses for families. So it's like how an HSA works.
Yeah.
That covers like half the year?
Maybe.
Ish, depending, because I'm pretty sure one kid, half the year if you have one kid in childcare, because I think most cost I have seen is like, or like prices I have seen is somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 a month for one child.
Yep.
So it's a start. It is pre-tax, but doesn't get you that far.
Yeah.
There's another bill that lays out details for an interest-free revolving loan fund for the providers themselves, which would allow childcare facilities to borrow money interest-free. So it's not a grant. It would be a loan for renovations, which would allow them to expand capacity as far as having bigger, you know, places. But I don't know if this, at least from what I've read, and again, if you have more insight and more information, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know if the problem has been the facility size. I think it's been how many people you can get to work for the wages that you can afford to pay them. So I don't know if that's been so much the problem. It's like, oh, we need to be able to get access to money to expand our facility. So that's the second one. The third is creating a new type of license for facilities to be known as large family care centers. So family daycare centers typically operate out of a provider's home, and the change would expand capacity by creating a category for such centers that care for between 4 and 12 children. So the large family centers would be prohibited from caring for more than 8 children at a time and who are 2 years or younger, an increase compared to current rules, which allows family centers to care for no more than 4 children at once who are under 2 years old. So this is the other thing that I've been hearing a lot from. And it kind of gets into the rest of these. It's like deregulation is the problem. The reason why costs are high is because of how many, the rules saying how many kids can be taken care of under, like what the ratio needs to be. And it also gets to the next one, which this one I really have a issue with. Lowering the minimum age from 17 to 16. The fact that it's already, you can be 17 and be like a certified childcare provider. I did not know that.
Because you're a child.
That already seems, why aren't you in high school?
Yeah.
But again, I'm welcoming pushback if someone can argue why it's better to have open up the doors for 16-year-olds to become assistant childcare teacher or school age group leaders when I think they should be in high school. So it's lowering the minimum age from 18 to 16 years to providing sole supervision to a group of children. Sponsors say the change would alleviate Wisconsin's shortage of qualified childcare workers. I didn't know. Is there a huge amount of teenagers who were like, They just won't let me work. Yeah. They just won't let me be a give childcare. I didn't know that that was that's the solution to where the bottleneck is of qualified providers.
This the common GOP solution is, instead of just giving more money and the obvious thing, let's rearrange all the rules and then high five ourselves like we did something. Like we actually came up with a solution that's worth anything.
The fifth one is increasing the maximum number of children allowed per worker, as well as the maximum number of children per age in group centers. So group centers could change their ratios of workers to children to match the average teacher pupil ratio to in the local school district. Now, this is one I don't want to pretend that I know whether or not that is actually creating an artificial bottleneck, because I do know that it has been, you know, like for, especially for kids like the infant and toddler, which I will have soon enough, it's 1 to 4.
Yeah.
One person taking care of four kids seems like enough.
Yes.
And yeah. So increasing that ratio and thinking that that person is going to be able to still have enough like attention span for that many kids. Like watching one-year-old run around is hard when you have, like, I've been at parties where there's lots of adults around and you go, everyone thinks the other one is watching that kid.
Who's watching this child right like, now?
Who where did Jimmy go? Where's Jimmy?
Why?
Who was watching him? I thought you were watching him.
Oh, no, he ate something. He ate something.
And then finally, allowing a category of providers known as certified child care operators to care for as many as 6 children under the age of 7, regardless of whether the children are related to the provider. Under current law, those providers can care for up to 6 children, but no more than 3 who are not related to them. So none of this really has to do with the cost, in my opinion. It's, you know, a haphazard. We'll pay for a couple months. You know, we're not even paying for it, right? We'll give you tax-free access to pay for less than half a year, depending on how many kids you have.
We'll let you start your own savings account, too.
We'll let you get an interest-free loan if you need to expand your facility, and we'll let you hire teenagers and take care of more kids per employee. But this doesn't help the fact that most of the time, all they can afford to pay their employees is $12 an hour, which is definitely less than Culver's.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this is insufficient. If you say differently, I know we have a couple calls in line. We have to go to a break, so we're going to take them when we get back. If you say differently, I would love to hear from you. But I would also love to hear from you, because the first person who calls and tells us if they want to win the tickets for the Brewers game on Sunday at 12 and sit in the sun at 94 degrees, give us a call and let us know your favorite way to spend a long weekend, whether that's traveling and getting out of town, whether that's doing housework and yard work. Let us know, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. So two different prompts. If you want to win the tickets, you got to tell Greg, I'm here to call for the tickets. I would like to tell you what I like to do on a long weekend. If you have thoughts on this childcare proposal, we also want to hear that. Is this sufficient? Is this a start? Or is this just lip service? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be right back. All the facts that I've learned. I sat in the chairs and my synapses burn. The torture of chalk dust collects on my tongue. Thoughts follow my vision and dance in the sun. All my vassal constrictors, they come slowly undone. Can't just wait till I'm old. Can I live while I'm young?
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager.
Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
It is going to be a scorcher of a Labor Day weekend today. Mostly sunny, still quite comfortable today. We'll get to around 86 this afternoon. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 90. Then on Sunday, the heat is on. Sunshine, 98 for a high by Monday. Mostly sunny with a high of 97. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. What were we just listening to, Greg?
That song is called Brewer Fever. Brewer's Fever.
When is it? When was it made?
I don't know. That's not the first time I or Jane has played it either.
Jane's played it before?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It seems like it's something from the musical Hairspray.
Oh, I mean, like, I'm sure it was done in like 1979. And the video, I'm sure there's got to be a video accompanying it, and everyone's happy and clapping, and Bernie the Brewer is dancing.
Going down around the slide.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And then, like, that class, like, rewind, fast forward, like, pew, 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 up and down and up and down. And, yeah, it's great.
It's great. All right, welcome back. We are discussing the six bills that Republicans are trying to spin into
massage.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, to show that they understand that there is also a crisis happening, and this is their best solution so far to how to deal with the shortage of childcare options and the expense of childcare options. And so we ran through those six previously in the first segment, and my takeaway is I agree that I think it would be interesting to talk to more childcare providers. Because I do not worked in any kind of daycare, pre-K, anything, as far as what they feel like the obstacles are. But it does seem like a lot of the people who have been the most vocal about this and own their own childcare provider service or facility, this is not what they've been advocating for. Because it seems like mostly it's just deregulation of let the workers be younger, let them take care of more kids, and here's like a loan. And so we have one comment from Dylan on the Facebook live stream. You can always watch us along with listen to us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Give us a follow while you're there at As Goes Wisconsin. Dylan says, I think they could expand public school funding and provide childcare before and after school. That would help. Overall, it doesn't seem like those bills would have little effect. And the before and after school, I think that's interesting. I mean, I wonder how much that overlaps when we're talking about childcare in general. Because I think specifically the childcare, these bills and the childcare counts is talking about is under five. So before they're in kindergarten, before they're in school for most of the day when parents are working, which doesn't necessarily help with before and after school. But that is another thing as far as if school gets out at three. And most people work. I mean, although we did say the 9 to 5 is dead earlier this week, but you know, a lot of people still work 8-9 hour days. where do your kids go after school? But I think that's where there are still more programs like Boys and Girls Club and school, like daycare, like things that this are school run in elementary schools versus the gap of what do you do with your kid before they're five if you're still trying, if both parents, or if you're a single parent and you're still trying to work. But Jack from Merrimack has been holding on the line very patiently. Jack, what do you think of these bills?
I think it's more rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah.
These bills seem to fall into three categories. Let everybody pay some money. Not a government with a multi-billion-dollar surplus, but let people who probably can't afford child care anyway, let them now put $10,000 more away for child care. That's the first thing. So let the people pay. The second thing is let's put more kids with less supervision, and that's going to have about as good an effect as on the kids as I was a teacher for over 40 years, as putting more and more kids into a classroom. There's a saturation point, and that's probably been studied, and it's probably in the law right now. The third so-called solution, let's just scrap child labor laws and let's have younger and younger kids go into the labor market. So those are there are three approaches, basically. This is not going to do anything to really help the problem. If you can't afford to put, you can barely afford or not afford child care anyway, how are you going to put $10,000 more away? We have a solution, and the solution has worked. And I don't remember if it was the Inflation Reduction Act or if it was part of the COVID relief, but child care was being supported for the last couple of years from federal funding, and that federal funding is ending.
Yeah.
Since we have this huge surplus, some of it's got to go to replacing that money.
Yeah, I totally agree. Jack, I got to let you go because we're still going to give, we got to give Brewers tickets away, but I totally agree that I think this is insufficient. I think, and maybe there's an argument for doing both as far as if there are some providers who are saying we need to loosen regulation. I would love to have that conversation with people who actually work in childcare, but I still think it's like, there's still a gap from what people can afford to pay and how much these people deserve to be earning, with living costs being what they are and that job being a skilled job. But anyways, let's get over to Mary and see, Kelly, sorry, Kelly. Kelly, you want to win some Brewers tickets?
I sure love to have those Brewer tickets.
Well, what is your favorite thing to do on a long weekend? Tell me that.
Well, I love to fish. I fish every day.
You fish every day?
Every day. I'm retired and I fish every day.
Good
I fish
for
from
you.
5 in the morning till noon, and I listen to you while I'm fishing every day.
Oh my gosh, we love to hear that. Now I'm happy to give you these tickets now, Kelly. And so yes.
I think you're terrific, and a young lady that works with you, I think she is just great.
Oh well, we love that, Kelly.
I wish I could remember her name.
Jane,
she's terrific. You both are.
Oh, thank you so much, Kelly. All right. Well, Greg's going to get your information at the break, but you're going to the Brewers game. And so thank you so much for calling, and thank you so much for listening. As a reminder, you can listen
to the... Thank you very much.
Thank you. You can listen to the Brewers on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, and WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. And when we come back, Pat Kreidler is going to be here. So stick around for the best, worst, and weirdest of the week.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. It's getting crowded out there as the holiday weekend gets underway. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at the airport in L.A.
The TSA has screened more than 227 million passengers since Memorial Day weekend, surpassing pre-pandemic records. And the agency expects to see another 14 million more by Tuesday.
A new sign, the job market's softening. Employers added 187,000 positions in August, same as the month before. And the unemployment rate rose from 3.5% to 3.8%. Bank rates, Mark Hamrick.
Hiring has been slowing this year, particularly recently. The nation's unemployment rate rising 0.3% to 3.8%, the highest since early 2022.
The manhunt continues for a convicted murderer who escaped from prison near Philadelphia yesterday. Acting Warden Howard Holland advises against taking matters into your own hands.
This person is dangerous, and if you see them, make sure that you call us so we can handle it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. More than 50 years after a Vietnam War-era bombing on the University of Wisconsin campus that killed a researcher, the FBI has released age-processed photographs of a suspect who has evaded law enforcement for more than half a century and been referred to as Wisconsin's state ghost. Leo Burt was placed on the FBI's most wanted list immediately after the 1970 bombing of Sterling Hall and remains the last fugitive sought by the FBI in connections with radical anti-Vietnam War activities. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, Wisconsin taxpayers could be on the hook for up to $2 million for outside attorneys hired by Republican legislative leaders to defend the Republican-drawn election maps. A spokeswoman for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not respond to a request for comment, and Senate Minority Leader Melissa Aggard said the GOP will pay any price to retain their unfettered power and usurp the will of the majority. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Give the pass a slip.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are welcoming back Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, which you can hear across the Civic Media Network every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. So you got it's for the early birds.
Yeah.
Unless you can always listen to as a podcast.
Yeah.
But that is a show for the early risers, which I'm usually up, but I usually have to be already working by that point. And so, you've been doing it for, when did you switch to 6 a.m., Pat?
Early November.
Okay, yeah. so it's been almost
it's
a year.
Been a little while. It's getting close, yep. And what? I'm realizing I still only need the alarm, my little 4 a.m. alarm. I only need it about once a week.
Okay.
Because I'm of a certain age now where I'm up peeing anyway. Oh, wait, you can relate to this now, can't you?
I can.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. You're midnight pees, that's a normal thing?
From 3 a.m. on, once an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you gotten that checked out?
I drink a lot of water.
Oh, okay. Well, Pat, we just gave away some Brewers tickets, but I'll ask you as well.
I know.
What's your favorite thing to do on a long weekend?
On a pontoon. I will be on that pontoon all weekend around Lake Wasota. It's going to be awesome.
So you're not, you don't want to fight the crowds as far as getting out of town or being on an airplane or anything like that. Like, you want to stay put.
I'm right where I want to be. When Sherry, my wife, was doing medical college at the Medical College of Wisconsin and then her residency, and we thought, where are we going to settle down? One of the things we said is we want to settle down where people like to go on the weekends. Mm. So we're up here on a lake. If we do want to go play in the city, we'll go on some weekends. But on a weekend like this, we're just, you know, out there on the boat. Out here in the open, motorboating, as the song says.
All right, well, that sounds lovely.
Pontoon life's the greatest life.
Oh, it is, I'm telling you. Kristen, let's not bury the lead here, having me on. I have been borderline emotional since late yesterday. I am so happy for you and this Milwaukee Magazine honor, honestly.
Thank you.
I mean, I am, because, you know, we go back just far enough that you were pretty well moved back to Wisconsin and saying, you know, what am I going to do here? What's my niche? Where's my place? And, you know, we've had lots of conversations over time about that, about the videos, and then the radio came up, and you know, you did a little work for Up North News, you know, as well. You were on a different podcast for a while. And I just knew when I first heard you were getting this time slot, I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is where she hits it. And clearly a lot of people figured that out right away, just like I knew they would. So I'm very happy about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we do go way back. I think I first reached out to you when I still was figuring out what the hell Alice Goes Wisconsin even was, like April or May of 2020.
Yeah.
Up North News was still pretty new at that point as well. And it was like, there could be overlap here. And so,
yes,
yeah.
Well, we were introduced by, I think it was John Roach, was one of the people, and some others. And I was just so immediately impressed with your ability to be interested in the news without getting into the wonky journalism or political speak. And so I'm glad you're doing this. I know that life's about to get a little bit crazy for you, but like any other working mom, you know, you carve out the time where you can. And I think you're just going to continue to do all this, but this time with what I refer to as mini Asgos.
Mini Asgos.
Until we get a name. Mini Asgos will be on your knee, helping you out all along the way.
Asgolitos.
Escolitos.
All right. Well, thank you for all of that, Tat. That is very kind of you to say. And so, thank you. I'm still
Kristen
trying to
can't take compliments.
No, I'm not very good at it. All right. So let's
so
change
Midwestern.
Let's change the subject and get to what your best, worst, and weirdest news of the week was. I'm interested to see what you've come up with. So let's start with best.
Now again, remember, everything I do kind of comes through a political prism, you know, being a political news junkie and doing the show that I do right now. And so I've got to say, one of them would be from the debate last week, but the headline that came up this week, climate change debate question reflects concerns among young conservatives. And it caught me right away that there are young conservatives out there who I may not agree with them on you know, some issues, but they understand that there is something real going on here. And there was that very earnest question asked of the candidates on stage in Milwaukee. What can you say to help us young conservatives understand that you're not ignoring our concerns? Now, what happened was the candidates then all answered in a way that made it clear none of them are taking this issue seriously. But at least there was some hope that the, you know, the younger conservatives that are out there understand just how big an issue this is, and they expect better from our leaders, and so good for them.
Actually, a couple weeks ago, we were doing, I think it was after the Journal Sentinel had done an article like, "What do young conservatives in Wisconsin want?" And I was a little skeptical on what it was, like crime and inflation. I was like, really? But I went on like a fact finding hunt of trying to find What are they saying? And actually, not at CPAC this last year, not on the main stage, but on a side stage of Young Conservatives, climate change was there. And so it is something that's like kind of like hushed and pushed to the side, but that Young Conservatives, and it's not unsimilar or dissimilar to the gun issue, that Young Conservatives are also not in like lockstep with their older party members.
They actually see the real problem. And as you just discussed here at the state level, the child care crisis. Yeah. That is very real. There are plenty of young Republican-leaning or voting families who see this and cannot understand why their Republican lawmakers are going, la, 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 you know, like it doesn't exist and not, they're not taking it seriously. So it is the younger folks who are going to have to save, you know, their party from them, from for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's move on to what was the worst story of the week, Pat?
The worst story of the week actually happened last night. I was sitting in a local watering hole, as I'm wont to do, and getting set to just see some sports up on the TV there, when suddenly it went dark. And then there was just a text message up there. And the headline from today's Journal Sentinel says, ESPN goes dark for Spectrum cable subscribers amid Disney Charter Communications dispute. And so once again, we've got two sides that you can't root for either one because both are billionaire driven. And yet Spectrum customers can't watch ESPN now until these two figure out how they're going to divvy up the billions of dollars between them. It is absolutely insane.
So wait, so we explain what's actually happening. So they can just...
If you go to ESPN right now, at least I haven't looked this morning, but last night, and I saw in the paper today, all across the country, people were expecting to see this big college football game last night, and instead they get this message, a message from, you know, Spectrum saying, Disney ESPN is no longer, you know, allowing us to show this channel, or they've decided not to show this channel, so you should contact Disney and ESPN and get them to essentially, you know, fork over more money is what they're trying to say. And I don't know if this is still going on. I don't know if it's going to drag itself out, but it never should get to this place. Again, much like the legislature, when you've got that many billions of dollars to work with, you should be able to come up with a win-win.
That, so this, I just pulled up the article. So it's ESPN, ESPN2, Freeform, Disney Channel, FX, and National Geographic. So do they give you then a is Spectrum going to give you a discount on your cable bill since there's now like six channels you can't get? And it's like, well, that's... we're not necessarily like delivering on what you're paying for, so here's $10.
Oh, Kristen, that's adorable that you think that that's what they're going to do.
Well, now it just seems like you have to, if you want to get ESPN, you have to get it through Hulu.
Sure. Why not? Another streaming service?
You can add on ES, because that's what I'm doing right now for the U.S. Open. Is I have ESPN on my Hulu, which is, by the way, owned by Disney.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have Hulu and Spectrum, would you?
No.
Because usually it's when you're getting like if you're.
But you can have. I mean, like you can have both. People do have that now. So if they want to see ESPN, they can just go to their Hulu account. And I mean, tons of people have cable and streaming now because you have everything.
And it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes. That is, hopefully, I hope you get that back before there's any sports that you want to watch this weekend, Pat.
The only sport that worries me that way is I believe Sunday's Milwaukee Brewers game is actually on Peacock and starts at noon because Peacock has this deal where they do early Sunday games. And so I don't know if we're going to be able to catch it without having to go to Peacock, maybe sign up for a service or something like that. All these platforms are just getting odd. Some games are on Apple TV, some are on YouTube. Imagine trying to watch As Goes Wisconsin or listen to it, but like once a week or once every 2 weeks, you got to turn to another station or go to another website to catch it. We need more consistency, not less.
Are you in a Wisconsin media market, or do you get lumped into Minnesota?
No, I'm in the Eau Claire media market here in Chippewa County. But whenever I go up to Rice Lake in Barron County, where my wife works, if she's on call at the hospital for the weekend and we go up there, all you get is Twin Cities TV because, you know, Dunn and Barron and St. Croix, those are considered part of the Twin Cities, even though for a generation now, we've been trying to push to get it so that you can see Wisconsin stations, Wisconsin news, Packer games, rather than Twin Cities news and Minnesota Vikings games. I mean, that's just cruel and unusual.
That was legislation that Tammy Baldwin was trying to do.
Absolutely.
And Herb Cole before her brought it up, and yet they can't get it past whatever powers that be.
Does that mean that they're also, like, their nightly news, is it Minnesota news?
Yeah, it's Minnesota news. That's part of, that was when I was anchoring the news at Channel 13 in Eau Claire. There were a lot of times people say, well, how come you don't cover, you know, something in St. Croix County or Dunn County? It's like, well, because we have no viewers. They're all watching Twin City stations. And so when they do hear, you know, a Wisconsin news story, it's very rare. And so that's where they were thankful for an outlet like Up North News coming in and starting to cover Western Wisconsin.
Because I actually got a comment like that once on one of my videos saying, like, I get my news from you because I live in a part of the state where I don't get Wisconsin news. But
yeah,
anyways, we have about 3 minutes left, so let's get to your weirdest story of the week, Pat Krylow.
As I was looking through stories this week, the one that caught my eye was a New York Times headline, "Why I Love Jet Lag. Throwing off your body clock isn't all bad." And I thought, what a luxury that must be to endure the headaches and you know, the borderline nausea, depending on how far you're traveling. And this person was going on about, well, because I'm awake at 4 a.m., I was able to see the sun rise in this particular place. And I thought, I like to travel, but to embrace jet lag is not something any normal person would do, and I don't recommend for anybody either.
Like, I would say I'm a pretty, like, I've been accused of being a cockeyed optimist in the past, but even that level of optimism is skeptical. That's suspect. It's like, oh, you're really looking for the silver lining there.
I say to that person, shut up, hippie. Shut up, hippie.
We don't want to hear it. No one likes jet lag. It's, like, scientifically proven bad for your health, bad for your, like lifespan, for people who travel and are, like, hopping time zones all the time. It's not good for you. Who published that article?
New York Crispy Times.
CrispyCrunchy.com.
New York Times? Are they really struggling for content these days? And they're like, this is a good headline.
We have a segment. We have a segment every Friday at 7:30, just devoted almost to terrible New York Times headlines, usually because of the way they, you know, both sides' politics, especially, you know, authoritarianism. But they come up with doozies like this as well.
And like, I think we were talking about yesterday. If you read that article, you got to read it like, jet lag's cool, man. You get to watch the sun go up, man. Awesome.
See, now the article makes perfect sense,
Greg.
Yeah,
you guys want to listen to some Dead? Oh, man, I got some good tapes.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. Pat's going to be here when we come back, and we're going to go head-to-head. Headline quiz, Greg v. Pat.
Okay.
We'll see who goes first. Cool. We'll see who, you know, it's a big winnings when we play this game. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. When something's going wrong, you must whip it. Now whip it into shape. Shape it up. Get straight. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late to whip it into shape. Shape it up. Get straight. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It is going to be a scorcher of a Labor Day weekend today. Mostly sunny, still quite comfortable today. We'll get to around 86 this afternoon. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 90. Then on Sunday, the heat is on. Sunshine, 98 for a high by Monday. Mostly sunny with a high of 97. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry, along with Greg Bach on the board, and we have Pat Kreitlow here, host of Up North News Radio, which you can listen across the Civic Media Network, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., Monday through Friday, or as a podcast if it's a little too early for you. But we're now at the point of the week where we have a seven-question headline quiz, where our guest goes against our producer. William Walters just squeaked past you. I'm looking to extend that losing streak to two. That's your goal for the day.
Well, I'm over one.
You're also over one, so we'll see. Yep. So someone is going to be 0-2.
Somebody's getting off the schneid here. Here we go.
So, Pat, would you like to go first or second?
I will go first.
Okay. Which medication will be available without a prescription beginning next week? Is it A, Narcan, B, Albuterol, C, Ketamine, D, an EpiPen?
An EpiPen.
It is actually Narcan.
Oh, I knew that. I want to answer.
Well, you're not the guest, so you don't get to choose if you go first or second.
I feel like I should be able to steal. I want to reiterate the steal.
Steal. Oh, okay.
That has a little too much complexity to an 8-minute segment.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Greg. Eminem demanded which GOP presidential candidate quit rapping his songs in public? A, Ron DeSantis. B, Vivek Ramaswamy. C, Mike Pence. D, Donald Trump.
My boy, DeVivek.
DeVivek.
Ramaswamy.
Indeed.
He used to rap at Harvard.
Cease and desist. And so
can we just think of Mike Pence actually trying to rap? Okay, we're done thinking about that now.
He would say mother's spaghetti.
I actually don't know who would be worse. He would say mother's spaghetti. Who would be worse? Mike Pence, I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
And there are very, very, very few things I'll say positive about Donald Trump, but the way he played along when he was on SNL right before he kicked off his campaign and he did that parody of Hotline Bling was actually not
bad. Oh, I forgot about that.
Not bad. There. I know. That's it. That's my one nice. I'm good for the year now.
All right. Back to Pat. What Milwaukee bar is offering a promo where they will pay your bar tab if you watch the Jets and Aaron Rodgers lose at their bar? Is it Pete's Pub, Jack's American Bar, or Pub, Worst Bar, or Joe Cat's?
I'm going to go with Jack's.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, indeed. Right. We actually never ended up talking. I made a TikTok about it, but we never ended up talking about. They made, like, national headlines this week for offering this fairly petty promo. far as if you come drink here, we will pay your tab if Aaron Rodgers loses. But there's a lot of fine print.
I'm here for the petty on Aaron Rodgers.
Are you?
I'm here for
it. Are you here? Yep. Are you, do you want to see him lose just all year?
I do. I do. The whole COVID thing just put me over the top on it. Thank you for your service, but could you go ahead and please go 0-16?
I want to see them also because they're the team on that HBO show this season.
Yeah,
hard where knocks. They're following them the whole time. Mm-hmm. I just want to see tripping over loose shoelaces and throwing footballs into the audience and just the Benny Hill theme song the entire time.
All right, Greg.
Yeah.
What rap superstar's team has offered legal services to the man arrested at Kenosha's Applebee's? Do you remember this story?
Wait, what?
You remember this story from like last month?
No.
The black man who got like beaten in an Applebee's and he was the wrong person.
I remember that, but I don't remember. Okay, so you said a rap.
So there's a rap star. Rap star is now offering to pay legal service for that man?
Gotcha.
Mike Pence.
No? Exactly.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Is it Jay-Z, Kanye, Dr. Dre, or Sean Love Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Puffy,
Padetti,
a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Diddy?
I'm going to say Jay-Z.
Good job.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Because Kanye wouldn't.
Kanye wouldn't.
Kanye would walk up and go, you deserve that, and then walk away, and then take someone's fries off their plate.
All right. So what are we, 2-1 right now?
2-1.
2-1.
Feeling good, people.
Pat, which organization's West Coast headquarters is named in honor of the Price is Right host Bob Barker, who died this week? Well, he died last week, but is it the RNC, Greenpeace, American Red Cross, or PETA?
PETA.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. Indeed. All right. 2-2.
And get those pets spayed or neutered while you're at it, folks.
All right. Greg, we'll see. We've talked about this one, so we'll see.
Okay.
See how good your memory is.
All right.
Fill in the blanks. Blank is spending $216 million to destroy nearly 80 million gallons of surplus blank. Is it A, Wisconsin and milk? Is it B, France and wine? C, the FDA and Four Loko? D, Russia and vodka?
It is B, France and wine.
It is. It is.
Ha, ha, ha.
All right. All right, Pat, if you can answer this faster, the seventh question. So I will say the question, and whoever answers correctly first, there are no multiple choice, gets the point. So this is your chance to tie, Pat.
I don't like these rules. Okay,
well,
go on.
You're not the host, so
fair. I'm not the award-winning host. Whoa.
All right. Wisconsin taxpayers are on the hook for legal fees for the GOP redistricting defense. What's the current expected cost?
$2 million.
$2
million. Oh, Pat, Greg, you got so fast. Well, womp womp.
It's cutthroat in my world, Pat.
I know, seriously. It was a good showing by both of you. I'm very impressed.
I know. What a worthy adversary. This is great.
We got kind of a snarky text message too from John in Menominee Falls. Maybe if Bob Barker had been telling people to get their Republican spayed or neutered, we'd all be in a better place.
Wow. That might be the text of the week.
That was amazing.
That was a really good singer. Thank you.
That's got to be.
All right, Pat, anything you want to promo for next week? Any guests or topics coming up for the show?
We will be talking about Leadership Green Bay coming up on Tuesday. We'll have, of course, our mutual friend Kristen Lyerly with Hometown Health on Thursday. And Wednesday, we'll be talking all about the voucher program in schools and the hesitancy, shall we say, for voucher school supporters to have a dashboard.
I know. Weird.
Keep a count. Ah, suddenly, they don't want to see where tax dollars are going. It's odd. So those are a few of the things coming up next week.
Rules for thee, but not for me, as they say.
It.
All right, Pat Kreitlis, thank you so much for joining
Pat.
Us. This was super
thank
fun.
You.
Have so much fun on your boat.
Oh,
wear
I will.
Your sunscreen.
Have a great
so jealous.
I
it.
Know. All right, have a great weekend. When we come back, Am I the Sphincter? Special edition. We want you to weigh in, and we'll have more Brewers tickets to give away, and Matt Miller will be here. Full hour. It's Friday. Let's have some fun. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.